We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
There's good news.
These are dangerous times.
Hey, bring some Cokes in, please.
And welcome back. We're joined now by the twice indicted Republican frontrunner, fresh off his latest arrest, Donald Jessica Trump. Thanks so much for posting bail to be here.
Thank you.
Mr. Former Fake President Girl, hundreds of thousands of millions of classified documents were found at Mar-a-Lago, in the bedroom, in the bathroom, in the closet where you store your wigs. Sir, what were you doing with all those boxes?
Ready?
Ugh, I'm bored.
There was nothing to declassify. These were newspaper stories, magazine stories.
At one point, you apparently held up a highly sensitive military plan of attack document in front of a room full of randos.
There was no document. That was a massive amount of papers and everything else, and it may have been held up or may not, but that was not a document. I didn't have a document per se.
Well, sweetie, I don't mean to grab you by the per se, but according to the indictment, there is a recording of you saying, and I quote, "Look at me, I have classified documents. These are definitely not declassified. Look at me, I'm a big boy, daddy, please love me."
I have every right to have those boxes. This is purely a Presidential Records Act.
This is not a criminal thing.
Picture his ass in a bright orange jumpsuit, banging on bars with a rusty tin cup. Thought he'd be cute and just take what he wanted, but looks like it's time to pay up.
You know, Clinton took documents. Clinton took tapes in his socks.
Damning indictments for federal crimes. Finally up on his desk. Yapping fleas about how Hillary end up her docs. And meanwhile, Donald's in the jar with boxes.
Not that I know of.
Donald's in the jar with boxes.
There was no document.
It's
a political witch hunt.
Down in Palm Beach at the home of this klepto, hidden there under his padded commode, just within reach of his diapers and Pepto, our national secrets and nuclear code.
This is not a criminal thing.
You okay in a girl? Who's in blue jacket?
these are thugs. This is not a criminal thing.
Picture his ass in a bright orange jumpsuit. Rock to the justice he tried to obstruct. Thought he'd be cute and just take what he wanted. And now he's totally screwed.
It's a political witch hunt.
Witch, please.
Lordy, I hope there are tapes.
Former President Trump on tape, in his own words, bragging about holding military secrets he did not declassify as president. That's what he says. This recording was made at Trump's Bedminster, New Jersey golf club in 2021. Here the moment Trump appears to indicate that he was holding a Pentagon document containing plans for an attack on Iran.
These are bad, sick people.
That was your coup, you know, against you.
Well, it started right at the
like
beginning.
Like when Millie's talking about, oh, you were going to try to do a coup. No, they were trying to do that before you even were sworn in.
That's right.
Trying to overthrow your election.
Well, with Millie, let me see that. I'll show you an example. He said that I wanted to attack Iran. Isn't it amazing? I have a big pile of papers. This thing just came up. Look. This was him. They presented me this. This is off the record, but they presented me this. This was him. This was the Defense Department and him.
Wow.
We looked at some. This was him. This wasn't done by me. This was him. Yeah. All sorts of stuff. It's pages long. Look. Wait a minute. Let's see here. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I just found. Isn't that amazing? This totally wins my case, you know. Mm-hmm. Except it is like highly confidential, secret. This is secret information. But look at this. You attack, and
Hillary would print that out all the time. You know,
private email. No, she'd send it to Anthony Weiner.
Yeah.
The pervert. By the way, isn't that incredible?
Though? Yeah.
I was just saying because we were talking about it, and you know, he said he wanted to attack Iran and what.
These are the papers.
This was done by the military, given to me. I think we can probably, right?
I don't know. We'll have to see. Yeah, we'll have to try to
declassify.
Figure out
See, as president, I could have declassified.
Yeah.
Now I can't, you know, but this is
classified. Now we have a problem.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
It's so cool. I mean, it's so, here and I have a, and you probably almost didn't believe me, but now you believe me.
No, I believe
you. It's incredible, right?
No,
hey, bring some Cokes in, please.
The audio you just listened to is crucial evidence in federal prosecutors' case against Trump over his alleged mishandling of classified information after he left the White House. Federal prosecutors have charged the former president with putting national security secrets at risk. Overnight, Trump responded, writing on Truth Social, quote, "The deranged special prosecutor Jack Smith, working in conjunction with the DOJ and FBI, illegally leaked and, quote, spun, unquote, a tape and transcript of me, which is actually an exoneration, rather than what they would have you to believe."
You know, I think one of the things that's striking is that we heard from folks when we were reporting this story out before we had ever heard the audio tape that it will be clear to you when you finally do hear the audio why this is such a boon for prosecutors, why this is so damning for Donald Trump. But I think when you listen to that audio, I mean, you hear him saying things like, "I'll show you an example. These are the papers." And then there's this sort of rustling sound, again, where he appears to be referring to this document about a potential attack on Iran. And he's in this, you know, meeting, we know, with autobiographers who are working on a Mark Meadows autobiography with two staffers, none of whom have clearance. And he also acknowledges that this is not a declassified document and that he no longer has the power because he is no longer the president of the United States to declassify it. And he's sort of callous in how he's discussing this. You know, everyone's laughing. He's talking about bring me some Cokes in. At one point, a staffer says, you know, now you have a problem, when he's talking about how this is not a declassified classified document. And so there's this very sort of jokey tone around passing around or shuffling potentially some of the nation's top secrets. Let's just take a listen to how Donald Trump is trying to spin this document on Fox.
There was no document. That was a massive amount of papers and everything else talking about Iran and other things. And it may have been held up or may not, but that was not a document. I didn't have a document per se. There was nothing to declassify. These were newspaper stories, magazine stories, and articles.
Please disperse. Nothing to see here, please.
This afternoon, Donald Trump responded to the recording former president discussing having secret documents that he did not declassify. Trump continues to insist that he, quote, did nothing wrong.
For the first time, the public is hearing former President Trump, in his own words, claiming to have secret documents months after leaving the White House.
I have a big pile of papers. This thing just came up. Look.
CNN exclusively obtained the bombshell recording of Trump seemingly rustling through papers and showing off a secret military document during an interview at his New Jersey golf club in the summer of 2021. His own staffers recording the conversation at his request, and still, he tells the room...
Yeah. See, as president, I could have declassified. Yeah. Now I can't, you know, but this is
classified. Yeah, now we have a problem.
Isn't that interesting?
Trump giving Fox News this explanation Tuesday.
What did I say wrong in those recordings? I didn't even see the recording. All I know is I did nothing wrong. We had a lot of papers stacked up.
In the recording, Trump refers to a classified proposed military attack plan against Iran.
These are the papers. This was done by the military, given to me.
That line, these are the papers, coming to light for the first time.
We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone.
Special Counsel Jack Smith, who is prosecuting Trump in the classified documents and obstruction case, cited the tape in his indictment.
Look at this. You attack. And
Hillary would print that out all the time.
Or she'd send it to Anthony Weiner.
The tone throughout is casual, even jovial, when talking about national defense secrets, something that may not play well before a jury.
Isn't that amazing? This totally wins my case, you know. Except it is sort of highly confidential.
The tape ending with Trump ordering some sodas.
Now you believe me?
No, I believe.
It's incredible, right?
No.
Hey, bring some cokes in, please.
The Trump campaign says the audio tape provides context, proving once again President Trump did nothing wrong at all.
These are horrible. These are horrible, and quite frankly, stupid. They're horrible and stupid. The enemy. That should be the motto of the. Walk left. We're horrible and we're stupid. Good for us. But they're very excited now, aren't they? You see, they're so excited. We have tapes. We have tapes. And they're telling me we have you dead to rights. No, you don't. As you can tell, I'm very strongly alive. And I'm very pro-life for other people. But the point is, not dead. And they show there's a tape. So what are we doing on the tape? We're talking about General Milley, who I didn't even want to hire. I knew he was going to be trouble. You know, I'd said to people, I said, didn't he do the fake singing with Vanilli? And he said, well, sir, that's not really important. I said, well, if you lie about singing, you'll probably lie about a lot of other things. But no, the experts, they said, now you got to hire him. John Kelly, what a fake tough guy he is. He said, no, sir, General Milley's a good guy. Well, they both suck, okay? So we're talking about Milley on the tapes. Oh no. Wow, what a horrible thing. Talking about a horrible person. And then they say, no, sir, you admit that they were not declassified. No, but when I'm talking to people, you know, you do that. Remember Salt Bay? Remember him? He would just go, well, that's what I do with classification. I just go, and it's declassified. Just give me a document. So we declassified. And by the way, how stupid is that? If I'm talking to somebody, hello, here's a document. And they don't have the clearance. Well, now it's not top secret because they just saw it. And in fact, I put many of these documents on Truth Social. So over 25 people, there's an incredible membership on Truth Social. Over 25, might have been even me. Excuse me. You don't have a social media company. No, then shut up. It might even be 30 people who've joined Truth Social. And they saw the documents. So now, they're magically, you know, how can it be declassified? How stupid is that? Sir, these are these are top secret documents. Okay. Well, I just put them on Truth Social, so now I guess they're not top secret. And we're done. Okay, they have no case. All the documents, if I show them to somebody, they're no longer top secret because somebody saw them. Okay, this is simple. You don't have to go to 6 years of law school or medical school to know what the hell is going on here. You don't have to go to document school. Although, if I had document school, I'd be the valedictorian. You get that with the deck? The documents, school humor. No cancel culture. Go watch Rob Schneider on Fox.
Well, tonight there is a new Trump defense. Bravado. Bravado is a Spanish word which in current American English usage means boasting, exaggerating, which in legal terms means lying. So the new Trump defense tonight is I was lying. Donald Trump's latest defense, delivered this evening in a discussion with reporters on his campaign plane, is that he was not holding up and showing the Pentagon's war plan against Iran. Donald Trump said tonight, I would say it was bravado. If you want to know the truth, it was bravado. I was talking and just holding up papers and talking about them, but I had no documents. I didn't have any documents. So Donald Trump's newest defense, when it sounds like he is showing the Iran war plan in specificity, including multiple pages of it, to the people around him, is I was lying. I did not have the Iran war plan with me. I did not have the Iran war plan in my hands. I was just bragging about it. In other words, the Trump defense is he was lying about the papers that you can hear him shuffling and handling on the audio recording. Semaphore is reporting that in the discussions with reporters on his plane, Donald Trump said, I just held up a whole pile of, my desk is loaded up with papers. I have papers from 25 different things. At one point, Trump gestured to the seat next to him on the plane where a stack of various papers, newspapers, copies of his speech, printouts of articles, sat. He grabbed some from the pile and placed them in front of him, moving them around as he spoke and offering up a physical reenactment of what he said was occurring on the audio tape. If Donald Trump takes the witness stand in his own defense, he will be invited by Special Prosecutor Jack Smith to perform that physical reenactment on the witness stand. When reporters asked Donald Trump about his use of the word plan, Donald Trump said, did I use the word plans? What I'm referring to is magazines, newspapers, plans of buildings. I had plans of buildings, you know, building plans. I had plans of a golf course. I didn't have a classified document. There was no classified document on my desk. When Donald Trump was asked if the revelation on the audio recording would affect whether he considers a plea deal, Donald Trump replied, frankly, that you even ask a question like that, like that's a disgrace. So let's end it. And that was the end of Donald Trump's defense. Earlier today, a Fox Digital reporter asked Donald Trump if he was concerned about the audio recording, to which Donald Trump replied, my voice was fine. Which is not really what prosecutors are going to be focusing on. Here is Donald Trump's response to that question about being possibly concerned about the audio recording.
My voice was fine. What did I say wrong in those recordings? I didn't even see the recording. All I know is I did nothing wrong. We had a lot of papers stacked up. In fact, you could hear the rustle of the paper.
Donald Trump, in his interview with Fox Digital today, said something that every mafia kingpin used to say. It's a phrase we've never heard from someone who wasn't guilty of very serious crimes. The mafia version of the phrase was always, I'm a legitimate businessman. That's what every big gangster and murderer like Al Capone always said. Here was Donald Trump's version of his 21st century gangster defense.
I don't do things wrong. I do things right. I'm a legitimate person.
I'm a legitimate person. That is almost word for word what Al Capone, Lucky Luciano, Frank Costello, Raymond Patriaca, Gennaro Angiulo, John Gotti, and other mob bosses said when they were accused of crimes.
In my administration, I'm going to enforce all laws concerning the protection of classified information. No one will be above the law.
I'm an innocent man. I did nothing wrong. And we will fight this out just like we've been fighting for 7 years.
Another excuse for that leaked audio tape that appeared to capture him showing off classified material to people without security clearances. A lot of people saw that audio as him admitting to a crime. But in an interview with Fox News Digital yesterday, the former president professed his innocence and accused the media, even Fox, of conspiring against him. Here's a portion of that leaked tape from August of 2021, followed by Trump's defense yesterday.
Wait a minute, let's see here. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I just found, isn't that amazing? This totally wins my case, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Except it is like highly confidential, yeah. Secret. This is secret information. This was done by the military, given to me. I think we can probably get it.
I don't know. We'll have to see. Yeah, we'll have to try to figure out a.
See, as president, I could have declassified it. Now I can't, you know, but this is.
Yeah, now we have a problem.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Come on, let's grab coffee.
Oh, you want to go to Dine or what? We'll go to Dine over there on the boulevard. Yeah. Oh, good.
Which Dine?
Well, Rockwood Boulevard. It's open 24 hours. So.
They got Danish there?
Yeah, they got everything.
Oh, good.
Yeah, let's pick up some Danish for Bell.
Take a couple of
Hear about the points we were shaving up in Boston?
No, it is.
Oh, it's terrific, yeah.
I had a whole desk full of lots of papers and mostly newspaper articles, copies of magazines, copies of different plans, copies of stories, having to do with many, many subjects. And what was said was absolutely fine and very, very perfectly. We did nothing wrong. This is a whole hoax. We had a lot of papers stacked up. Mm-hmm. In fact, you could hear the rustle of the paper, and nobody said I did anything wrong other than the fake news, which, of course, is Fox, too.
Later in the day, Trump altered his defense once again in a conversation with reporters from Semaphore and ABC News. The former president claimed the plans he was referring to on the leaked tape were related to his real estate properties, not U.S. military plans for a potential attack on Iran. He told the journalist, quote, "I would say it was bravado if you want to know the truth. It was bravado. I was talking and I was just holding up the papers and talking about them. But I had no documents. I didn't have any documents. Did I use the word plans? What I'm referring to is magazines, newspapers, plans of buildings. I had plans of buildings, you know, plans. I had plans of a golf course. I'm sorry. It's, he had me at, you could hear the rustle of the papers of the Iran plans.
I mean, he has such contempt for his voters, or maybe just assumes they haven't heard the tape, to suggest that what he calls explicitly on that tape from Bedminster two summers ago,
right,
a Defense Department document says, sometimes you just have to laugh at the absurdity. It's plans for a golf course. It's plans for one of the buildings that I've been working on. He also had, Mika, yesterday in one of his interviews, a bit of a self-affirmation telling himself that he's a legitimate person.
You're not concerned then with your own voice on those recordings?
My voice was fine. What did I say wrong on those recordings? I didn't even see the recording.
Are there any other recordings that we should be concerned of?
I don't know of any recordings that you should be concerned with, because I don't do things wrong. I do things right. I'm a legitimate person.
There's an element, John, of Stuart Smalley there, looking in the mirror, saying I'm good enough, people like me, saying I am a legitimate person. But
I don't do things wrong. I do things right. I'm a legitimate person.
This totally wins my case, you know. Except it is like highly confidential.
The audio recording, Donald Trump is suggesting that there were potentially Iran counterattack plans that he was supposedly showing. That's in the audio tape. Well, when asked specifically yesterday what he was referring to when he said plans, he said, wait, what about plans? And then went on to say, well, the plans that I was probably talking about were building plans and plans for golf courses here. I'm not one to determine whether Donald Trump was actually talking about his golf courses or not. All I know is that this is the latest in 10 months of him after in August of 2022, suggesting that the FBI planted documents at his Mar-a-Lago estate, to now the suggestion that he actually was conflating Iran military attack plans with golf course plans. I mean, this is a really tough position that he's putting his own legal counsel in, and very well would be a key suggestion as to why Donald Trump has had a hard time retaining a counsel in, as part of this investigation.
I think a diplomatic way of putting his changing answers would be an evolution of answers.
I'm a legitimate person.
So that's to Fox News. He also said to Semaphore, I would say it was bravado if you want to know the truth. Did I use the word plans? What I'm referring to is magazines, newspapers, plans of buildings.
So when your defense is that you lied, right? When you're saying it was bravado, that's what you're saying. I lied. I made it up. It's not a great defense in a court of law. Trump is used to getting away with these sort of shifting stories to fit the known facts in the court of public opinion. It won't work in front of a jury and in front of a judge. And when you listen to this most recent shift in his story, it's the tone is weak. I mean, you'll forgive me, Katie, but it's very low energy. When you compare this statement, which a jury will be able to hear and watch Trump make, and compare it to the earlier tapes, it is very clear that it is a fabrication, that he's trying to deal with the facts that are known and come up with something that's a defense and that still legitimates his conduct. And so what he ends up saying is, you know, I'm a legitimate person. Everything I did was perfect.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.